y'all. This is the Harlem Glass with Toddlers. You can hear our music, more great Sunday go-to-meeting sounds, and everything from blues to funk to Afro-pop to black rock on The Other Black Music with DJ Greatbeard every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and WRIR.org.
And you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond, and we call ourselves your community radio station because we are. And it is 2 o'clock in the River City, and you are listening to Global Agogo. And this is Reverend Noah. I'm filling in today for our friend Bill Lupoletti, who passed away on Halloween. So, yeah. Today, I'm playing some music that he reminds me of him. We have some wonderful folks who are coming by throughout the 2 hours today to talk about their memories and experiences with Bill. He's an integral part of the station. We exist in so many ways because of him, and we've been very lucky. And I had it's the most random thing that I ended up being the person here today DJing, but I felt like I needed to do whatever I could to honor his memory today. We do have some things we always do as a station, and one of them is some PSAs. I'm just going to do a PSA for something local that's important right now. Thriving communities start with full plates, and Feed More is dedicated to helping our neighbors who struggle with hunger. Feed More collects and prepares and distributes more than 30 million meals every year throughout 34 cities and counties in Central Virginia through its programs and network of agencies. For every $1 donated, Feed More can provide 4 healthy meals to our neighbors who need it. To give help or get help, you can visit feedmore.org, feedmore.org. So check that resource out if you need help right now. All right. We just heard Bulgarian Chicks from Balkan Beatbox. And it's interesting. A lot of the music I pulled today for Bill is stuff from the early 2000s. And I think that's because that's when I met him, and that was the music we were listening together to. As I mentioned when I was talking to Straw, one of my favorite things was to do a show with Bill. He would invite me over to his house, and we would sit down. I'd bring a bunch of CDs or records, and we would go through, and then he would listen to something I suggested, and then he would quickly find something that he reminded him from his extensive collection of music. And I always felt like my music was always like, I feel like such a narrow group of places that I liked music from, and he would always find something from somewhere so much further afield and so interesting. And it was just great fun, and he was so organized. I've never met a DJ who knew to the minute what song would be playing, how long it was, what would be next, how the whole show would go. And he would work it all out on paper, and we would say it would take hours to prepare for a show with him. And I know DJs now, they show up, pile of records, ready to go. Huh? And I try to do my best to at least kind of have a sense, but I'm usually doing a fair amount on the fly. But I love that about him. He was so organized, and he knew his stuff. He just cared deeply about music and about the world. And I'm actually going to, you know what, I was queuing up some other music, but let's actually hear from Bill. This was a recent recording with him talking to James Hickman, a friend of the station, and this was recorded, I think, as part of promotion around raising funds for our capital campaign for the new building we're about to move into. We still need to raise money for that, as well as our current fall fund drive, which just pays for our regular bills, which is important to get to this new space because we're paying double bills right now. So let's take a listen to Bill and James talking recently. I don't know how recently, but this was shared on the DJ list. So let's take a listen.
And I think, you know, I think that is a source of a lot of power for the organization, is that none of us felt like, well, we have to be experts at this. We were just doing it. And we're going to figure out how to do it as we went along. And you don't, I mean, if Laurie Anderson has a great song on this subject. It's called "Only an Expert." Only an expert could solve this problem. And, you know, of course, it ends up as, you know, the experts, of course, are the ones that get everything wrong all the time. You know, only an expert could decide to invade Iraq, right? It's like, you know, the experts are the ones that run all those commercial radio stations that were so unsatisfactory in Richmond. It's like, if that's what the experts do, then maybe we should let the amateurs have a crack at it. We couldn't possibly do worse, could we? And that's what we really say. And, you know, this has turned me into an activist. I never described myself as an activist before, but I am in this project. I'm a media activist. I mean, my activism is around getting people to understand that the airwaves belong to the public. They're yours. And you don't have to sit back passively and be spoon-fed information and entertainment and whatever else pabulum that they're giving you. You can control that yourself. You can make things happen yourself in the media and by extension in the rest of your life. I think, you know, I said at the beginning of the recording, you know, the people that I've met, the friendships that I've made, that, you know, and now, I mean, these are people, like, I just went on vacation with Eric Walters. We do this almost every year now. We've become so close. James and I, we could, like, finish each other's sentences, obviously. When's the last time we saw each other? It was months ago, right?
Probably so, yeah.
So we'll have this, you know, the rest of our lives. We've got this relationship.
It's our life's relationship.
You know, but I'll say,
Mike Rutz.
Yeah.
I've got probably
lots of people.
25 people that are very close friends of mine just because of this project.
Well, you know, we talked about James having parties down here. These are the people who are at these parties.
Yeah. Man, my DJ scene right there. I need another turntable.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm working on that.
But, you know, for me, you know, because unlike James, I do a show, and I've done a show every week for like 20 years now. And this is like an organizing principle of my life now. I don't want to be one of these people where, like, it's some volunteer, you know, community or public radio stations where they are, like, waiting for you to leave, you know. Then they don't know what the right thing to say is, to say, you know, your time is over. I don't think my time is over. I think my show is pretty good now. I think it's better than it's ever been, actually. But I don't want to overstay my welcome. I hope I don't. But yeah, I mean, and I've had a very difficult last 5 years. I don't know if you know this. I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer 5 years ago. But I'm still here, 1 in 20 chance. So that's pretty good. And I missed about 7 months when I was first diagnosed, when things were really bad. James saw me in the hospital, so he knows how bad it was. but I'm proud to say that I've been able to do the show the whole time other than that. And this is, for some of that time, it's really the thing that kept me going. So that's really important to me. If I didn't have that, I'm not sure exactly. I mean, my life would be very, very different.
Wow.
Yeah, very different.
So you've got the listener that's getting, you know, the mosaic of Richmond from the radio, and you've got the people that are volunteering that are getting that type of personal growth. This is that personal growth thing I'm talking about. People are doing this because it's for their personal growth, you know? You get a lot out of it. It's really an interesting phenomena, the volunteer world, when you hit it right, when you get it right.
Come on, one more. pășață, ca atunci că ișor se clasă. Și stau cu puica pe brațe, și stau cu puica pe brațe, și mă satur de dulceață, și mă satur de dulceață, măi.
Saying that right. Spoon Mos Patrin from Honorable Brigand's Magic Horses and Evil Eye from 1994. I guarantee I would never have heard of that group if it had not been for Bill Lupoletti. Like, I even look at the collection, I'm like, how would I have even had this otherwise? I would not have. Our wonderful friend Fontaine is here in the studio with
us.
Hi,
Noah.
I've known you for a long time, too.
Thank you for doing the show today.
You're,
I know a lot of DJs and friends and are listening and calling in, and I feel for Alyssa, of course.
Yeah.
And on the WRIR end, you know Bill would be really happy if you helped support our station today.
Really would.
I mean, not even making that up.
Yeah.
He was, as the guest before Jerry said, he had great fundraising skills and emails and truly passionate about the station. So
yeah,
I want to do something to support him. You know, to support the station.
That really is it. That's it in a nutshell, right there. This is if you love Bill, he loved this station.
And I think in that interview, the interview that you played a little while ago.
Yeah,
I think he said something to the effect of his life would be so different if WRIR wasn't in it.
Yeah,
and that hit home to me too. Like, you know, being a, I'm not Bill, but the little thing I do, that's kind of my...
back then, there wasn't any ESPN or CNN or anything. It was like Channel 5 out of Washington, and there was something that was called Color Test Bars, and it was a Channel 36.
Yeah.
And it was just so you could tune the thing. There was nothing behind it.
Fontaine. Colors.
It's wild.
And somebody said, we should do the radio behind that. And somebody said, I know Matt Zoller, who did college radio at William & Mary. He's a Continentals. We'll hook up. And I ran it by the boss, and we said, sure. And so above the old Plan 9, the first four or five generations of Plan 9 ago, it was Color Radio.
Amazing.
And Terry Ray, who's a friend of the station, a friend of Bill Lupoletti's, was part of that, too. But as was Fontaine, right?
Charles. Mm-hmm. Charles on it.
Yeah. Charles, you want to chat for a bit?
Yeah.
An appropriate person to talk today.
First of all, I want to remind people that you can come up to the station, 1621B West Broad Street, if you opted to pick up your premiums.
Oh, thank you for doing the things we're supposed to be doing today that we're all forgetting because it's a little distracting.
Someone will be here till 4 o'clock. Just ring the bell downstairs and they'll let you in.
And I should say WRIR.org is also the place to go if you need to, if you'd like to donate and volunteer. And
whatever you can donate, we'll take. But the fun stuff starts at the premium levels.
There you go.
All right. Yeah.
Say who you are.
Oh, I'm Charles. Charles Graybeard, I guess. Who's Charles? Graybeard on the radio and do the other black music, which will be on next week, 3 to 5, sharing that time slot with David O'Dowdy and Ambience Congo, which will be coming up next. And then also we alternate every Sunday, 5 to 7, with the Motherland Influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And I can't remember how I met. I guess I met him here. But we instantly start trading music, basically, and just, it was kind of cool to talk to somebody about music who I didn't have to explain stuff to.
We explained it to you,
right? Yeah, really. It was funny. Somebody mentioned the pronunciation.
Yeah.
I don't know how often I come into the studio and play a song, and I go to the microphone and realize I've never said this out loud before.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not quite that bad. But I was always amazed at his organization. I have attention issues and can like go off in the middle of a sentence and he can just stay focused on something, a subject for like ever. I was always impressed with that. But we did music together, but also we were birding nerds. And we went on birding trips together, like down to Virginia Beach, to Monkey Island, First Landing River, James River, the parks, all the some of the state parks around. Alyssa, Bill, and I would go out to Matthews County just to be bird nerds. And so we probably did more of that than we did music trips. And going to miss him big time.
Yeah.
Really good friend. And
And somebody with, there's so much dimension, right? Because we can talk about music as a station, but to hear this other side.
Yeah, there was other sides.
And he was a good friend.
Yeah, very good friend. So was Alyssa. And well, still Alyssa is, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our love goes out to her.
Yeah. And I think there are plans to rerun some of his shows. I'll be doing his show next week.
Yeah.
But after that, they're going to do reruns of his program, so you'll still get to hear his knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Thank you, Graeme.
You are.
Yeah. Who's? Come on up. Yeah. This is going to be the rest of the hour, which is absolutely great.
Yeah, I think I've met most of you in passing.
Well, so introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Vlad, a friend of Bill's, and I've known him for. And I actually have the business card that he gave me in 2012. And I was here in 2012 as well. I was contemplating, like, should I come or should I not come? But as soon as you played Tarab de Hajduk, I'm like, oh. I just got very emotional.
Yeah, and
Anyway, sorry.
No, thank you. I think this is what we want folks to know, that he touched lives deeply. And like I said, there's this email chain that we've got going right now, and just story after story after story. And then you keep learning new things, about him. I mean, he was just a person who gave a lot and cared a lot. And we were so lucky that he was here on the station. I'm glad y'all are here. Any please continue to talk. Please do.
DJ Ginger, and Bill actually subbed for me back in September for my show. It's Midtown Swing, and you can find it. He did the September 17th show, and so if you want to hear Bill outside of the Global Agogo sphere, it's an amazing show, of course, and he's playing like country music and like queer country music, and it's really awesome. So, and it's still, I mean, the link is there. It's September 17th. You know, maybe we can make it. Maybe we can share it like on our social media for WRIR. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, I knew I was going to be out for 3 weeks on vacation, and I put out the call, and Bill said, "Of course, I'd love to do your show," and so he came and did that. And I mean, I asked Bill way back when I was doing Wednesday Breakfast Blend to help me help advise me on finding African funk music to play on that show, because I used to play a lot of American funk music, and I was like, okay, I feel like I've played a lot of that after a couple of years, and I want to expand. Who should I play that is from the Afropop and Afrofunk scene? And he, of course, followed through and said, "Here, just come meet me at the radio station." And like, we went to the CD shelves, which we're all standing around right now, and there's this whole section of world music, and he was just like, "Here, these are some of the key CDs that you can just pick out of here. You don't even have to spend money. You can just pick them out." And that's just Bill. That's him in a nutshell, being so generous with his time and expertise, and, you know, willing to do that for anybody who would tune in.
Yeah.
Or ask him. And I just, I'm going to miss him so much.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you know, thank you to him and to Alyssa for being, you know, radio station stalwarts for so long. I mean, just being a really important part of making me and so many other people feel welcome.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, thanks for having this opportunity for all of us to kind of gather here and talk
about
him. Of
course. Thank you for sharing that. And
yeah.
I think what's incredible is for a station that's to be 20 years old and have so many people that have been from the day one still here, which says so much about what a wonderful place it is. Because at the same time, there's brand new people. So there's always new people. But at the same time, it's somewhere that's been so caring, loving, supportive. If you want to learn to do how to DJ, you come here and you will learn. And you'll be given the support and knowledge you need. And here we are. Come on up. Keep it coming, y'all. This is what we got. We got about 10 more minutes, and we want to hear more stories.
This will be fast.
No.
I actually don't like talking on the air. But I'm Melissa, and I do a Wednesday night show, Mercury Falls. And actually, I saw Bill the September 17th, and he hung out after the show, and we talked for about 20 minutes. And that was the last time I saw him, and I was looking back at him, I'm really happy that he was here. I was like, wow, he's like, hey, you know, this is so cool. Because he, if you knew Bill, like anytime you talked to him, you always learned something. It didn't matter what it was about. He just knew so much, and he just wanted to share so much information. And yeah, I met him, I'm pretty sure before I got on the air, which was in 2004. So that year I met him, and I remember meeting him and Alyssa at Plan 9. And I ended up volunteering with the fundraising committee for over 10 years. And he, there's a lot here at the station that wouldn't be as it is without him because of his input. Like everybody said, he would show up to our meetings with like statistics and like charts and everything just to make sure like, hey, let's get this right. And he broke down every day, like how much money we would need for the fund drives. He was huge in the fund drives. Fundraising, everything. And also on top of that, you know, I think he kept everybody in mind. And anytime he knew anytime he found a, you know, music that he thought you would like, you would get an email from him like, hey, I think you would really like this. This would really be great on your show. And anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to him and Alyssa. And he'll be missed, but he will be remembered too.
Yes.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you. Anyone else want
to? I think I might be able to find
Okay, you get the words
get
together.
Myself together. Yeah. And the thing about Bill is that he deeply cared about the world. And what I mean by that is he cared about specific cultures, countries, people. He really cared about it. The last show I did with him was in March of this year, I think, and it was dedicated to the music of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told him, hey, Bill, you know, the situation currently is not that great. It was, I think, February 28th after the disastrous meeting in the White House or whatever. And I said, hey, Bill, it would be really great to highlight the music of Ukraine, the resilience of the people. And he said, yes, let's do it. Like, no questions asked. And he, of course, helped me put the set together. But what I really wanted to highlight is the deep, genuine care that he had, what ultimately is the world. He cared about individual, like, small ethnicities and, like, very obscure music that nobody else would care about. You know, not to mention that he immediately knew where I was from. I'm from Moldova, and he's, like, immediately knew where the country is.
And I could tell you, 12 artists that were, like, central.
Pretty much. And it was just incredible to meet somebody like that because, you know, you don't really meet people like him that often.
No.
And
one of a kind.
Absolutely. And we kept in touch, you know, for the past 13 years, just as all of you, like, we've been friends, basically. Like, first I started with the radio. And back when I did my 17 or 18, you know, I knew nothing about, like, being a DJ or being on the radio. But Bill, you know, meticulously showed me the way, basically, like, you know, it doesn't make sense to play a song in D minor after a song in G sharp or something like that. Or the BPM is, like, way too high. Like, the flow, like, that, there has to be a flow. And I learned just so much from Bill, you know. Anyway, deeply, and I just wanted to, you know, I'm glad I got myself together and was able to say a few words.
This is all very fresh for everyone here. I mean, this just happened.
And my love goes to Alyssa and the family, so...
Yeah.
Thank you.
I should do a little bit of housekeeping, and we have some PSAs. I like to read them. And this one, I think it's important right now because we know there's a lot of food insecurity. So Richmond Food Not Bombs helps those in need of a meal, but it's not. It is about solidarity, not charity. Food Not Bombs is an international organization devoted to ending poverty and war. And in Richmond, they've been sharing a free vegetarian meal every week for over 30 years. Meals are served and groceries are distributed every Sunday in Monroe Park at 4 p.m. And if you'd like to join or in need of food, you can message them on Instagram at Richmond Food Not Bombs, at Richmond Food Not Bombs. Or show up at Monroe Park Sunday at 4 p.m. Food is a right, not a privilege. All right. We're a few minutes out, and David's here to do his show, but he disappeared. I'm going to play a track then. This is the song, of course, this is a song that Bill introduced me to. It's a cover, and I love cover songs, and it's a cover of a Clash song. And his opening music features Joe Strummer from The Clash, and so I know he would like that, so here we go.
Yeah. ارجو صوت كيشاوش بعد منهم بعد منهم بالجيتار على عقب البندير يضرب من الحدود خرجوا من الحدود خرجوا خرجوا
Thank you, Noah, for a great show, for filling in for Bill.